With economic growth showing some signs of vitality, the nation's retailers brought a renewed sense of optimism to the holiday shopping season. Consumers may be more wary. Early reports from this weekend are mixed. Shoppers apparently hit the aisles early looking for bargains, but they apparently only waded cautiously into checkout lines. Mark Zandi is co-founder and chief economist at economy.com. He supervises the website's forecasting, model development, and consulting services, and he's on the phone from his home in Pennsylvania. Hi, Mark.
Hi, it's good to be with you, Leanne.
It's good to have you here. Tell us something about these first day or two of shopping during this holiday season. Do they really tell us a lot, or is it too early?
They help in guiding us and determining how Christmas is going to turn out to be, and I think the past couple of days, the anecdotal evidence suggests that it's going to be a solid Christmas. It's not going to be spectacular, but it's solid and certainly better than the past two Christmases that we've suffered through.
Now, what do you particularly look for in shopping patterns?
Well, certainly just the growth in the amount of things that are sold. This year we're expecting growth of 6%. That's over last Christmas, which is almost the double the growth that we saw Christmas before. The other thing is whether shoppers are willing to buy without severe price-cutting discounts, other incentives to buy. In the past couple, three Christmases, retailers have really had to be aggressive in getting shoppers to make a purchase, and so we're looking to see whether they have to be a little less aggressive this Christmas.
Do you look at the products that are being purchased and what sort are being purchased?
Yes. If consumers are buying up, if they're buying more luxury items, more consumer electronics, that's encouraging, as opposed to buying more apparel, perhaps some toys. If the mix is a little bit higher end, that's also would also be a very encouraging sign. And there's some evidence that, in fact, consumers are out buying a little bit more aggressively, buying higher-end kind of products.
Let me ask you, though, shopping during this season, does it really reveal something or much else about the economy other than this season? In other words, does gift-giving indicate anything about durable goods?
Well, it's an important time for retailers, but you're right. I mean, consumers are out buying all year round, and retailers have gotten pretty good to get consumers to buy all year round. And more importantly than that, we've been buying a lot of other things that we don't normally buy at Christmas time, homes and cars, for example. And those things are very important in terms of how the economy is performing and how it will perform. So Christmas is a key benchmark. It's a time to really gauge how consumers are doing and will do. But it's not the whole story, that's for sure.
Unemployment, those figures are at about 6% unemployment now. Put yourself in the mind of an American consumer. Do you think there's some fear of unemployment sticking in their minds?
Oh, sure. It's been a real difficult past 3 years, very lean years. We've only recently started to see some substantive job creation. There's still 8 million Americans that are unemployed, and if you're unemployed, it's still very difficult to get a job. So times are still very difficult. The economy has turned, but only very recently. So I think consumers are still very cautious, and they're going to wait and see whether we see more job growth before they really come out and buy aggressively. But I think, having said all that, it is important to recognize that we are doing much better today than we were a year ago or two, and I think all indications are that we'll be doing much better come next Christmas.
Mark Zandi is chief economist at economy.com, and he joined us by phone from his home in Pennsylvania. Thanks for your insight, Mark.
It was a pleasure.